Welcome to week number 10, our last week on stocks. And you should be finishing up chapter 7 on ratio analysis. The calculations are fairly straightforward from the income statement and the balance sheet. And then covering chapters 7 and 8, which has quite a bit of silliness in it. But there's a bit of good stuff, mostly about emotions and how they can destroy our long-term results if we allow them to take over. But you won't be doing that. You will have a long-term perspective. And then there is tremendous silliness with regard to technical analysis. There's even a bonus assignment that allows you to be silly and act like you know what you're doing, even though you don't, because I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to technical analysis. It's wizardry. Anyway, exam number 3 is this week. Oh, my goodness. Well, remember, 17, 7, and 8, there's not a whole lot there. But we want you to review what's in chapters 5 and 6. Specifically in chapter 6, we will ask you again the constant perpetual growth model, the discounted cash flow models, plus all the good information about stocks in chapter 5, because you just have to know this. You are now the investment wizards for your friends and family and coworkers. Remember that there are textbooks on reserve in the library. Contact me for help. We have an office hour every Tuesday and Thursday night from 7:30 to 8:20 online, or we can make an appointment when a time is good for you. On campus, I'm there from 3 o'clock to 4:15 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but again, we'll make an appointment for you. Turn in your assignments, even if they're late. Check your audio feedback, because there is always, almost, an opportunity for you to resubmit for further credit. Don't give up. Never give up. We want you to be the best investors the world has ever seen. This needs to be the best class you've ever taken, online or face-to-face. Bring honor and glory to Southwestern Community College. See ya.